Hey, we are talking food, and we're joined by Jess Daniel of Jess's Underground Kitchen. Hi.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Always a pleasure. Yeah, good. This year's just speeding by, isn't it?
2021, and hopefully it'll be a bit quieter for you than 2020 was.
But just a bit more manageable would be nice.
Yeah. You're on TikTok, Charlotte?
I'm definitely not on TikTok, but my daughter is.
Are you on TikTok, Jess?
I'm definitely not on TikTok. Mm. I can just manage Facebook and Instagram, and that's about as far as my social media prowess goes.
However, you've heard that there's something trendy going on with food on that social media platform.
Yes, well, look, I think it took off on TikTok, and if you are on other platforms, you've probably heard about this baked feta pasta that's doing the rounds. It's a Finnish blogger which launched this recipe on TikTok, which is basically a one-pan wonder, is being recreated around the world.
It's crazy. It's so achievable, but lots of my friends have done it. And yes, posted it on Instagram. They're like, yeah, my kids are making me make this meal. But it looks kind of healthy and good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Ellie, who was in an hour ago, explained it to me. She said you basically put a block of feta in the middle of an oven tray and surround it with tomatoes.
Yeah, and then you just basically bake the whole thing. You take some cooked pasta, toss it through with some olive oil. You can add some lemon and some herbs and salt and pepper in there. And you end up with this creamy, tomato-y, fresh, delicious pasta. It makes sense, right?
You put real tomatoes, not canned.
Real tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's a great time of year to be making it in New Zealand, you know. Tomatoes are in season and fairly affordable at the supermarkets.
But you were like, well, hang on, I've been doing baked feta for donkey's years.
I had a baked feta recipe in my cookbook. I've been doing it forever.
Okay, this is My Underground Every Day.
My Underground Every Day. It was a little bit delayed in coming out last year because of COVID, but it came out in... I think we got it out late May.
Should I call it My Underground eventually?
Yes, I can claim that it came out before the Finnish blogger made it popular on TikTok. Who needs TikTok when you've got a cookbook, right?
Exactly.
And my version is a little bit more pimped up, I guess. I like to use fresh herbs and olives. And it's just such a unique way to take a block of feta, which we think, oh, you'll crumble it through a salad or you might put it in a sandwich. But if you just put a whole block of feta in the oven, it does these amazing things when it gets sort of caramelized and crispy on the top. And it reminds me a little bit of halloumi or saganaki, if you've been lucky enough to try that dish in Greece or in a Greek restaurant. Mm. Not quite as sort of chewy and squeaky as those cheeses, but you get that lovely, rich, sort of cheesy, caramelly notes, and you can spread it on toast, you can have it with crackers and make it the centre of your platter, or by all means, toss it through pasta or a salad.
Where did you learn to cook, Jess?
Well, my mum will be listening to this and she'll say, I taught you when you were a young lass. Hi, Mum. And I think I just learnt to cook from loving food.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the Wairarapa and we grew up with, you know, meat and three veg. And, you know, mum was actually quite adventurous, you know, for her time. And we had a vegetable garden and we had some pretty exciting food growing up. But moving to Auckland when I discovered, you know, like Asian cuisine, and I had sushi for the first time probably when I was 18, and, you know, then travelling around the world and trying all of these different cuisines got me so excited about food and what you could eat and how you could experience a culture through food.
Wow.
And I think that's when I learnt really to cook, because I wanted to recreate these flavours at home, and so I'd read recipe books and try new things, and I had a group of friends who were all really interested in the same sort of thing, so we'd have these recipe club
Did you
nights.
Have a cookbook author or chef that was like your person?
Well, it seems really cliche to say it now because he's known by everyone, but
Jamie Oliver.
No, it was Ottolenghi.
Well, was it?
Yeah.
You're ahead of your time.
Back in the day,
And I remember when I moved to London in 2010, I was just so excited to go to Ottolenghi for the first time and actually try his food in real life. And, I mean, I still think he's amazing, and he's taught people so much about how to cook with vegetables and how to bring new, exciting flavours. I mean, when I travelled through Israel, my mind was just blown by the food over there. Like, it's amazing.
I was talking to a friend this week about how she got together with her boyfriend. She met him on Tinder, and she found out she said to me, you know, I went out for a drink with him and I thought, well, he's a 30-year-old guy, so I'll start talking about Ottolenghi because no guy can resist telling you everything he knows about Ottolenghi. And she said that was what snared him.
Oh, formed their love.
It's just like the perfect demo for talking about otolenghi on a date. Yeah.
Well, maybe in 2021 you have to talk about the TikTok pasta while you're on a Tinder date.
Okay, give us the recipe for your Mediterranean baked feta.
So my Mediterranean baked feta, preheat your oven to 220. So you're going to take a whole block of feta cheese, and you can use creamy or like a more crumbly feta. In this, I find like quite a nice dry feta works well because you get a bit more caramelisation. A punnet or half a cup of cherry tomatoes go in around the sides of the feta, and use a fairly small oven dish for this. Like, you don't want to put it in a big 30 centimetre tray. You want it to be pretty snug.
Why is that so the juices run into the feta?
Yeah, because you don't want it to dry out, so you want those tomatoes to sort of, you know, blister and pop, but have all of those delicious juices to soak up with your bread. So then quarter of a cup or to half a cup of Kalamata olives or whatever your favourite olives is. I add a couple of sprigs of fresh thyme, but you could use rosemary, sage, any of your favourite herbs in there, a nice woody herb that won't burn.
Yeah, I had thyme on tomatoes, like just a tomato and cheese dish for an entree this week, and it was kind of cool. You never think, like, you think of basil or you know, mint or whatever, but thyme goes really beautifully with tomatoes.
Yeah, thyme's amazing.
Yeah, even in a light dish.
Yeah, totally. I like to add half a lemon thinly sliced to add another layer of flavour, a couple of garlic cloves because you can never go wrong with that. And then I put chilli in everything. So I sprinkle a teaspoon of dried chilli flakes and a teaspoon of fennel seeds over the feta to give it another layer of flavour. Drizzle it all with olive oils and some salt and pepper to season. And then you want to bake that for 15 to 20 minutes until the tomatoes are just blistering and that feta is soft and getting a nice sort of golden crust. So if you want to be healthy, serve it with some vegetable crudités. Otherwise, get a nice fresh French stick and dip it right in there.
Great.
Yum.
Can I just share with you each, with you both, a recipe that a listener has sent in? Chuck the block of feta in a dish, smother it in honey and hazelnuts and a few sprigs of thyme, grill it for 5 to 10 minutes, then serve it on crackers with a dessert wine.
Oh, yeah.
What do you reckon?
Oh, that's good.
One of our best-selling canapes in our JUK catering is we use a goat's cheese. We do a whipped goat's cheese, but you could do it with feta, and we serve it on bruschetta with honeycomb and thyme. And that sweet, salty, slightly woody thyme again coming through, Jessie. Oh, it's just so delicious.
It's so funny because I went to that really yummy ice cream shop that started in Hamilton.
Duck Island
ice cream. We went there the other day for my daughter's birthday and I had a honey and thyme ice cream.
Yeah.
It was really yummy.
I've had one on Waiheke recently too. It was delicious.
I had a cheesecake this week with olive oil and sea salt on it.
Or is that it? Peachy?
Might have been. Thanks.
I've always wondered how you pronounce that. Now I know.
Thanks, Jess. Lovely to have you on.
Thank you.
That's Jess Daniel and Mediterranean baked feta. It's on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie, that recipe. Or it's in her cookbook, My Underground Every Day.